Ardra Nakshatra. Experience, association versus dissociation. Some people fully immerse themselves in experiences, feeling emotions deeply and connecting to events with intensity, while others detach, analyze, and observe from a distance, preferring to maintain objectivity rather than emotional involvement. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual depth, transformative tendencies, and ability to break down and reconstruct ideas, naturally leans toward dissociation, often analyzing experiences rather than fully feeling them. However, whether they associate, fully engage, or dissociate, observe from a distance, depends on planetary placements. Mercury and Jupiter in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses influence whether they immerse themselves in experiences or detach for analysis. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Ardra, their experience is highly associated, meaning they mentally and emotionally engage in personal and intellectual pursuits. They fully absorb information through conversations, debates, and learning, thriving in environments where they can engage in deep discussions and emotional introspection. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their experience shifts toward dissociation. They become more strategic, career-focused, and detached from personal emotions, prioritizing logic and external success over deep emotional connections. This may clash with Ardra's natural emotional intensity, making them feel mentally engaged but emotionally disconnected from their surroundings. If Jupiter is in the 5th house in Ardra, their experience remains highly associated, especially in areas of learning, creativity, and relationships. They immerse themselves in knowledge, teaching, and romantic experiences, fully feeling and engaging with their emotions. They find fulfillment in storytelling, education, and philosophical discussions, deeply attaching to the lessons they learn. However, if Jupiter moves to the 10th house, their approach to experience becomes more dissociated. They focus on long-term goals, career growth, and professional influence rather than emotional engagement. They may view relationships and personal experiences as learning opportunities rather than deeply felt moments, which can make them appear distant or overly analytical. If Ketu is in the 4th house in Ardra, their experience of life is strongly dissociated, particularly in emotional and personal matters. They often feel detached from their roots, family, and emotional security, struggling to form deep emotional attachments. Ardra's desire for intellectual and emotional exploration clashes with Ketu's detached, karmic energy, making them feel as though they are constantly searching for something, but never truly grounded. If Ketu moves to the 5th house, this dissociation extends to creativity, romance, and self-expression, where they may detach from pleasure, emotional depth, or traditional ways of experiencing joy, processing experiences in a more philosophical or detached manner. Ardra Nakshatra's natural inclination is to analyze, question, and deconstruct experiences rather than passively absorb them, making placements that encourage dissociation, like Ketu or a highly career-focused Mercury or Jupiter, feel natural, but sometimes isolating. The challenge for Ardra natives with dissociative planetary placements is to balance their need for intellectual objectivity with the ability to emotionally engage, ensuring they neither become lost in endless analysis nor overwhelmed by emotional intensity. Ardra Nakshatra. Approach. Matching versus mismatching. Some people align with existing structures, seeking familiarity and reinforcing patterns, while others question, challenge, and break away from norms, always searching for what's different or missing. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its analytical depth, curiosity, and transformative energy, naturally leans toward mismatching, always deconstructing ideas, testing systems, and questioning everything. However, whether they prefer matching, seeking alignment and continuity, or mismatching, focusing on differences and breaking patterns, depends on planetary placements. Saturn and Rahu in the 3rd and 6th houses influence whether they maintain tradition or disrupt it. If Saturn is in the 3rd house in Ardra, their approach is matching-oriented, meaning they prefer structured learning, proven systems, and logical progression. They trust traditional methods, value consistency, and are cautious about embracing change too quickly. They are methodical in their approach to communication, knowledge, and personal development, making them reliable and disciplined, but sometimes rigid in their thinking. If Saturn is in the sixth house, their matching tendency becomes even stronger in work and discipline. They follow structured routines, adhere to established protocols, and ensure consistency in their execution. While this brings stability, it may clash with Ardra's natural curiosity and need for transformation, making them feel restricted by too much structure. If Rahu is in the third house in Ardra, their approach becomes highly mismatching. They challenge intellectual norms, reject conventional learning paths, and seek unconventional ways to expand their knowledge. Unlike Saturn, which follows rules, Rahu disrupts them, making these individuals highly inventive, rebellious, and constantly questioning. While this makes them brilliant at innovation and critical thinking, it can also lead to mental restlessness and difficulty in committing to a single focus. If Rahu moves to the sixth house, mismatching becomes even more pronounced in work, competition, and problem solving. They resist traditional job structures, experiment with alternative ways of working, and constantly challenge authority. This can bring success in unconventional careers, but also create instability if they struggle to commit to a clear direction. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual curiosity and need for discovery make it naturally lean toward mismatching, seeking diversity, new experiences, and alternative viewpoints. However, planetary placements determine whether they embrace established structures or constantly seek change. The key for Ardra natives is to balance their desire for fresh insights with the wisdom to recognize when structure and stability are necessary, ensuring that their exploration leads to mastery rather than endless deconstruction. Ardra Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some people are fully immersed in the present, responding to life as it unfolds, while others perceive time as a structured sequence, constantly reflecting on past lessons and anticipating future outcomes. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual sharpness, emotional intensity, and transformative nature, naturally leans toward a dynamic relationship with time, constantly analyzing and deconstructing experiences. However, whether they are in time, living in the moment, or through time, tracking life as a structured timeline, depends on planetary placements. Saturn and Jupiter in the first 7th house axis influence in-time perception, while their placements in the 4th 10th axis shape a through-time approach. If Saturn is in the first house in Ardra, their time experience is in-time, slow, and deeply rooted in present awareness. They process experiences carefully, ensuring each moment is analyzed before moving forward, which can sometimes clash with Ardra's natural restlessness, creating tension between rapid change and structured thought. However, if Saturn is in the 7th house, their in-time focus shifts to relationships, making them fully engaged in their interactions with others, sometimes struggling to detach and see the long-term impact of their connections. If Jupiter is in the 4th house in Ardra, their time experience becomes through time, focused on long-term emotional growth and learning from past experiences. They process life with a broad awareness of how past, present, and future are interconnected, making them deep thinkers who analyze how previous choices shape their current reality. However, if Jupiter moves to the 10th house, their through-time perception shifts toward career and public impact, making them highly strategic in their professional growth, ensuring each step contributes to a bigger long-term vision. If Rahu is in the first house in Ardra, their time experience is hyper in time, fully absorbed in the present, driven by curiosity and the pursuit of new experiences. They thrive on intellectual and emotional stimulation, constantly seeking transformation and new insights. However, this can lead to impulsivity, as they often prioritize immediate learning over long-term consequences. If Rahu moves to the 7th house, their focus becomes externally driven, making them highly aware of social validation, unpredictable relationship dynamics, and immediate gratification in partnerships rather than thinking long-term. If Ketu is in the 4th house in Ardra, their through-time awareness is detached, feeling disconnected from the present and overly influenced by past karmic patterns. They may feel as though they are reliving cycles rather than actively shaping their own destiny. often processing emotions and experiences at a subconscious level rather than engaging in them directly. If Ketu moves to the 10th house, their through-time perception applies to career and public influence, where they may achieve success, but remain emotionally disconnected from ambition, seeing their professional journey as a karmic duty rather than a personal mission. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual curiosity and transformative nature make it naturally fluid in its relationship with time, capable of both living in the moment and tracking long-term consequences. However, planetary influences determine whether they stay immersed in the present or maintain a structured past-present-future awareness. Balancing their analytical depth with the ability to embrace time as it unfolds ensures they harness their wisdom without becoming lost in overanalysis or impulsive change. Ardra Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some people find motivation in relationships and social connections, while others are driven by action, exploration, or material success. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual sharpness, curiosity, and transformative nature, naturally seeks intensity, learning, and deconstruction of the world around them. However, whether they are primarily motivated by people, activities, places, or things depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and the Moon influence social motivation, people. Mars drives action-oriented focus, activities. Mercury directs curiosity toward places. And Saturn and Rahu determine material or structural motivations, things. If Jupiter is in the 7th house in Ardra, their primary motivation comes from people, particularly through intellectual engagement, mentorship, and unconventional relationships. They seek wisdom, knowledge exchange, and deep conversations, often surrounding themselves with highly intelligent, philosophical, or transformative individuals. However, if the Moon is in the 1st house, their motivation from people is emotionally charged. They are drawn to intense, emotionally stimulating relationships that challenge them to grow and transform. Their sense of purpose is often linked to how deeply they can connect with others on a psychological or intellectual level. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Ardra, their primary motivation is activity. They are restless, driven by intellectual and physical challenges, and constantly seeking movement and mental stimulation. They enjoy competitive discussions, investigative work, and fields that require quick thinking and problem solving. However, if Mars moves to the 6th house, their action-based motivation becomes more structured, focused on long-term discipline, strategy, and endurance-based work, making them more methodical in their pursuits, rather than impulsively chasing the next challenge. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Ardra, their motivation is deeply tied to places, particularly in the form of constant movement, shifting environments, and intellectual stimulation through changing surroundings. They are drawn to travel, diverse cultures, and experiences that expose them to new perspectives, thriving in careers that involve relocation, exploration, or dynamic social environments. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their motivation for places expands toward professional environments, meaning they seek career growth through different industries, networking opportunities, and global engagement. If Saturn is in the 6th house in Ardra, their primary motivation is things, particularly structure, mastery, and tangible success. They are highly disciplined, strategic, and persistent, seeking to build expertise and establish stability through their work. They are less driven by social validation and more focused on perfecting their craft and proving themselves through effort and endurance. If Rahu is in the 10th house, their material motivation becomes status-driven, fueled by ambition, unconventional success, and the desire to gain recognition. They are drawn to powerful careers, groundbreaking discoveries, and industries that allow them to disrupt the norm, constantly chasing something that cements their influence and impact. Ardra Nakshatra's analytical nature and love for exploration ensure they pursue motivation through learning, problem solving, and transformation, rather than through passive or conventional means. Whether their drive is focused on people, action, places, or material success, they approach it with intensity, curiosity, and a need to break apart illusions to uncover the deeper truth. Their challenge is to balance their restless drive for knowledge with the patience to refine and apply what they learn, ensuring their quest for truth leads to mastery rather than perpetual deconstruction.